Hey, it's Matt. Welcome to Money Lab. It's Saturday as I'm recording this. You're probably going to hear this sometime in April, probably early April. I have just poured myself a nitro stout, and I don't know why that's not relevant. I just did it. So if you hear me drinking, I guess that's what I'm drinking. And what I'm going to do today, and I think this will be interesting. Hold on, I'm going to take a sip of this. Oh, God, perfection. All right. That was great. That was a great sip. Wow. All right. Anyway, I wrote on this board 404/April Fool's campaign. Here's the idea. And I had this idea on the last episode where I talked about the idea of super pixels. And I started to brainstorm some ideas about how I could make the 404 page of Swim University more unique, newsworthy, interesting, so that perhaps I could get some press, some backlinks, you know, people talking about, whoa, what an interesting 404 page, which can sometimes happen, or just the shareability of a 404 page, or whatever. And so the idea, when I brainstormed it, came up as, okay, what is a 404 page to begin with? It's a page that doesn't exist, which was the key phrase that I said. And then it got me to think, what else doesn't exist in specifically the pool or hot tub niche? And I came up with the fact that there's a chemical that is rumored to be true where, and you've seen it in the movie Grown Ups as an example, where I think it's Kevin James is like, I think it's all of the dads, the Grown Ups in the movie. I didn't see the movie, but I know about the scene where they all start peeing in this like kiddie pool and it turns blue around them, which highlights it. And I believe it was also like in Pete and Pete, like an old Nickelodeon show. And there's this kind of like rumor around where there's this like chemical that you can add to your pool that turns blue if around somebody that pees. So you can, you know, point out who that peer is. Now, that chemical does not exist. It has never existed. It's not real, right? So, but it's just sort of like rumor in the pool industry. And I always, this is an old idea I've always had, where I wanted to create a empty chemical bottle with a label on it that is, you know, something like pool urine detector, whatever it is, you know, and have this like basically a dummy bottle that parents could, or, you know, parents or anybody who owns a pool could literally add like some water to it, like some pool water, and maybe a couple of drops of like blue food coloring, right? And then use it as sort of a scarecrow device, pour the chemical into the pool in front of their kids and say, hey, no one pee in the pool, I added this chemical. Now, it's not going to do anything because it doesn't exist, but I always sort of thought that would be a fun product to come out with. It's like basically a dummy bottle. Now, I never really took that seriously. I just thought like that would be like no one's ever thought to do that before. And I kind of feel like I'm in a very unique position to do that. So in the effort of like brainstorming the 404 campaign and what that page would be like, hey, this page doesn't exist. Do you know what else doesn't exist? This pool chemical that detects urine, etc. And sort of make it this, turn the 404 page into a sales page for a product that doesn't exist. Now, so one, I immediately think that is perfectly aligned with what my company does. Like we, you know, we teach people about pool care and how urinating in the pool is bad, so we can absolutely tie it to the education piece of it. We can tie it to the fact that this is a rampant problem. So we could also be a, you know, sort of a PSA, if you will, public service announcement. It's, we could also develop a real life product that is simply an empty bottle with a nice label on it. Okay? And we could sell that bottle, obviously, like, very affordable bottle, because it's just empty, but, like, teach people how to use it as a scarecrow device. So, then I thought, okay, I've always wanted to do this. This feels like a really good idea. It's silly, but I do think that with the right effort, this could help me get an absolute insane ton of backlinks and press and fucking money. That's the crazy part about this. Like, this could actually work. And then I thought, oh, well, I'm recording this right now. It's March 2nd, okay? 2024. You will hear this in April, okay? I thought, well, I now have a time frame because I need to get this product out by April Fool's Day, because I could use April Fool's Day as the launch for this, okay? That way, I can kind of ride the wave of now, I can kind of ride the wave of everyone else pulling these stunts, except I will have a real product, similar to maybe what Cards Against Humanity does, right? But once I create this campaign, then it will live as the 404 page. So I'm going to do it and launch it really big for April Fool's Day, which is also like perfect pool season timing. It's like the chips are falling where they're supposed to. The stars are aligned in this. I have 1 month to pull this off, all right? And what I want to do is write down everything that I have to do between now and April 1st, okay? So the very first thing I have to do, the easiest thing and the thing that I could do absolute last minute, is basically create the landing page. So the landing page will be basically it's gonna be a 404 page. So any page that doesn't exist on the site. Now what I could do is create a link or create a URL that's like, you know, streamuniversity.com/urine or something, right? Like that doesn't exist on our website. So having that URL is what I could send out to everybody, because essentially all they're going to do is hit our 404 page. Now, I don't know if that's a problem. That could be an issue with could be an issue with SEO, because everyone's just, if it does for whatever reason go viral, everyone's going to be hitting a 404 page. So I should probably have a legit landing page and then just duplicate that as the 404 page later. Another step. Okay. So what I need to do, I'm going to start writing this stuff down. Got my pen, got my big white sheet of paper. I'm going to write, all right, landing page design. That's super easy, right? It's obvious. Now, on the landing page, we can work backwards from that, right? So we need to figure out the main hero image, which is bottle design, okay? So really it's not bottle design, it's label design. Now, I have obviously designed a bunch of labels for existing products, so I already have sort of the format and template. It's not gonna be hard to create, it's gonna be very fast. Once I create the label, okay, I can generate a 3D image that would act as the hero shot. The same way that I do that now for my product shots. That's super easy. What is not easy though is I actually want to sell these products. So this will be a real thing that you can actually purchase. I might just make it like $9.99 or like a $10 even product, basically to cover the cost of shipping. So what I'm going to do, and here's the plan. The plan is to, and I've already got the wheels in motion. It's going to be a 16-ounce bottle. Most pool bottles are around 32 ounces. Some of them can be as a half that size at 16 ounces. The reason I chose 16 ounces is because when I looked at Uline, which is probably the cheapest place that I can get these plain white chemical bottles, that was the largest size. And I thought, you know what? That's actually perfect because I think a larger bottle doesn't really need to happen. It's just going to cost me more to ship to the customer. And it's just more real estate that I have to occupy on the label that doesn't really need to happen. So I kind of feel like it's not something that I doesn't need to be that size. All right. So, however, what I did is I went to Uline and I ordered a sample. So I have a sample 16-ounce bottle coming to me this week. I've actually in the past have used a 16-ounce bottle for one of our chemicals. So I actually already have the label size, which is about 6 inches square. However, finding the label, so I need to source label printing, okay? And I think that's gonna be my biggest, I'm gonna write that source label printing. I already have the bottle sourced. Would it be nice to get 32-ounce bottles? Yes. I do not think that that is going to be an issue. Even if I wanted to scale it up to 32 ounces, I could do that. I also need to decide on shipping boxes. Now, what I'll probably do is, so my original plan was to order 100, okay? Do this all myself in-house and start with that. Now, if for some reason this thing ends up going viral, which I don't expect it to, or perhaps this is such a good idea and everyone decides they want to buy it, well, I'm only going to have 100 to sell. If this goes the way I hope it goes, I'm probably going to need more, but I don't want to overpurchase because I kind of feel like it's defeats the purpose. So I think starting with 100, I can get 100 labels on a roll, right? So I need, I need to get my chair here because is it right? Okay. I got a rolly chair in case anybody was like, what are you doing? All right. So I have to decide on shipping boxes. I also have to buy label roller, and I'll explain that in a second, right? Okay, so assuming that these bottles come in, so I'm getting a sample bottle. I'll know the size. I have a label applier right now, but it only works for 16-ounce beer cans. Because I had trouble finding a label roller that could do a bunch of different sizes. I think I know where I'm gonna buy it on Amazon. I think I know the one I'm gonna do. I think it's about $200. But that'll be great because that label roller will also work for my home brewing stuff. So it kind of, I'm okay spending the money there. And obviously this is, if this does work for whatever reason, we might be able to do some cool stuff with this later, because if we can create labels for bottles, we might be able, to do something. I don't know. The other thing is I want to ship these to the customer myself. So currently I have a thermal printer where I've been shipping out our books in-house. And I really enjoy that process because it makes me feel like I have a real business because I'm actually packaging things and shipping them from my house. And we're not selling that many right now. It could get out of hand in the summer, but hey, that's a good problem to have. And I kind of want that problem because I get to solve it. For this, in my head, what I want is a empty plastic bottle in a box shipped to the customer with a label on it. The box has to be at least 4 inches on one side so that the label fits correctly. And I need a sticker to seal. I mean, I have some tape I can use, so I probably don't need stickers. So I just need to decide on the shipping boxes, which once I get it in, then I can, once I get the bottle in, I mean, then I can take the measurements on it and then order some sample boxes from Uline. And then I'm pretty sure they ship like next day. So that's not going to be a problem. Plus, I have an entire month. So even if all of that stuff arrived by April 1st, I'm still in the clear. Because worst case, we launch this campaign and it doesn't do anything, well, then I don't have to pack any boxes and it's fine. If it does do something, which I expect, I'll at least sell 100 bottles. At $10 a piece, you know, that's not a bad deal. That's not a bad day, right? Assuming it's one day, who knows? Again, nobody could buy it, who cares? But I will at least have all of those things in place. And what I'll probably end up doing is using this as sort of a Trojan horse to market something else. So when it comes to the actual product itself, I need to get the labels printed somewhere, ideally on a roll, absolutely have to be waterproof. So I have to be waterproof labels on a roll that I can add to a rolling machine, which I also need to buy, and then the bottles themselves, which will be empty. So they'll come right out of the case, I'll roll the label onto them, stick them in the box to ship it in, and then just keep them stacked in the garage. And then as orders come in, apply the label and ship it directly out of my house. I'll probably just use USPS. I'll keep it to US only. And yeah, it'll just do that. It'll be super, super lightweight, a small enough box. And what I can also do is throw in a card or some kind of like upsell mailer. So I'm going to write print upsell mailer card, whatever. So this will be something that I stick in the box along with the bottle that will basically be an offer to buy one of our other products, right? That's, I think, worth doing. That same card is probably what I'll end up putting in our books when we ship them out as an upsell as well. So it'll probably be the same thing. It'll probably just be to our course, probably a 50% off offer. Yeah, so that'll be simple enough. And I've sourced cards through Vistaprint is where I've been getting them because I do have instructional cards. The other thing that I need to do in this campaign is the landing page design has a few other elements that need to go with it. One is I think it needs a how-to video. So I'm gonna call it a how-to sales video. So it'll basically be me saying, you know, here's the hook. You know, do your kids pee in the pool? Here's the problem with that. This is what it can cause and damage your water chemistry, et cetera, et cetera. So we developed a solution for this. And I promise you, this is 100% real. We developed a pool urine detector. This product does not exist. It has never existed. And what we've created is essentially an empty bottle that you can fill with a fake chemical to scare your kids into thinking that you've added this chemical to your pool, right? It's whatever that is. Here's how to do it. Take the bottle gets shipped to your house, take the bottle out of the box, fill it with water, fill it with cold water, add 3 to 4 drops of blue food coloring, and that's your bottle, right? And then you can just keep it stored or use it anytime. You could also fill it with a clarifier or use it as an actual pool chemical that you would use on a regular basis. Just don't, add liquid chlorine or anything that could cause damage, right? Which I think being for safety measures, I wouldn't tell people to pour another chemical into another bottle. I'd just say, fill it with water, which is why the bottle has to be waterproof. add a few drops of food coloring, which again, isn't going to cause any issues in a pool because we're talking about such a large body of water. If you only add 4 drops of blue food coloring, it's gonna dilute so fast that you won't see anything. And plus, we recommend people put food coloring in their pools to find leaks. So there is dye that you can get. And again, food coloring, it's safe to ingest, all of those things, right? And we're only talking about a few drops just to turn the water a blue color so that when you're adding the chemical to the pool, the kids can see that it's not just water. You know, it looks like a chemical, right? And so the video will be basically like the pitch, the hook, why it's important, what the product is, how to use the product, you know, by the CTA, call to action, right? Okay. That I think is super easy to do. Should we create this video and, I don't know, should it be an ad that we run? Probably not, although we could. But I think when I think of the word campaign and April Fools, what I'm probably going to do as far as marketing is concerned is I'll probably email it to my list, obviously. I think that's an easy, there's 100,000 people right there, right? So a ton of people are going to see this. Christ, if 0.1% of those people buy it, I'm out. And even if they just do it as like, oh, this is kind of fun, it's 10 bucks, who cares? You know, I'm probably going to need more than 100. But if I do end up selling more than 100, and I might just make it sold out. It's like, oh, sorry, we're sold out. Or I just could keep taking orders and then go, okay, orders are coming in. You know, I just have to order more labels, order more bottles, and send an email that's like, oh, wow, this sold out way faster than we thought. We have more inventory coming. I'll have that number so I'll know exactly what to buy. And then I'll, you know, who knows? I mean, this could be insane. This could be insane. So I got to have those things on ready to order ASAP. I can get the bottles and the boxes fast. The cards I could get fast and the labels might take the longest, but we're talking probably a week. And then once they come in, I could just ship. So it'd probably be like 2 weeks. And I think that that's fine. Again, if as long as they get it by May, I'm happy. Right. And I could just be honest with everybody. I don't want to overbuy. Not that it would cost a ton of money, but yeah, God forbid everyone's like, I don't know if this is real. I don't want to do it. This is stupid. And then I'm stuck with a case of 100 bottles that I can't get rid of. Right. I don't think that'll be the case, but we'll see. Okay. What else do I need to do? So I basically have the sales page. I'll probably make the sales page like very similar to any sort of chemical bottle where it's, you know, you said the chemical bottle, we have the headline, like, you know, I could say like 404 page doesn't exist, you know, 404 page doesn't exist, you know, here's something that does. And it's like, here's something that now finally exists or something. And then have a buy button, have like statistics on urination in a pool. So I could create like, I'm going to have to write this down. This is going to be silly. Pool urine statistics. Because essentially I want to sell why it's important that nobody pees in your pool. Like that's kind of like what, that is the problem. And everyone knows that it's gross. And that like besides it being gross, it also causes chloramines and other respiratory issues, which is true. So I can find all those stats, put them in on the sales page as like an animated thing. And then the sales video, FAQ, like, you know, testimonials, all of that kind of stuff, right? Testimonials, I could fake those, right? I could, for now, I could just create funny ones that are like obviously jokes, right? Like I could do like Kevin James from, I could like basically pull all of the like references in, oh, okay, hold on a second. Let me, I'm going to write highlight. Movie show references. Because that's going to be part of the sales pitch as well. Probably, it will probably be in the sales video as well. I mean, that might cause me some issue because I'd be using copyrighted material to sell something. But I don't know. It's kind of a joke. Not really. It's like I'm actually making money on this. And again, am I making money on it? Let's say I sell it for an even $10. That's $10. That's all you're paying me. That includes the shipping and everything. Shipping is probably going to cost somewhere around $5, I'm imagining, just because of how light the box is. I've shipped stuff UPS that was really light that cost me like $2. So I'm kind of giving myself, okay, because it's a box, it's going to have some weight to it. It's probably going to cost me about $5. The bottles themselves are probably going to cost about 50 cents. The labels are going to probably cost $1 because they're very expensive. And the card printing is pennies. The thermal labels are pennies. And the boxes are probably, yeah. So all said and done, let's say the bottle's 50 cents, the box is 50 cents, so there's $1. The label's a full dollar, that's $2. So we're talking somewhere between, $5 and $7 a product. So I'd be making, at the very least, I'd be making $3 a product. So yeah, we're talking not a lot, not good margins. But again, it's really just as a fun thing to do. And again, it's more of a marketing campaign than it is an actual like sales campaign, if that makes any sense. Okay, so what else? We have the, we're going to, for marketing, it's like we're going to craft email campaign, right? Do we do a paid ad campaign? Probably not. I don't see, no one searching for that. There's no benefit to doing that. The email campaign in and of itself, yes, it's April Fool's. We got to do social media videos. Social media video, probably do a YouTube video. I'm just going to write our how-to sales video will probably just be the YouTube video. So I'll edit that and that'll be our thing. The other, what's funny is like I can actually put, I can actually, because it's a real product, I can actually add the product to all of these. With tagged, with a social media video with tagged product. What's interesting about the email sequence is I could do multiple emails, right? I could just send the email on April Fool's Day, like, hey, this is real, et cetera, et cetera. That in and of itself might generate enough backlinks because there are a lot of people in my audience on my email list that own pool companies. I bet you a lot of them will share it, right? So that will be interesting because they got like, this has never been done before. It's interesting and unique. It's very similar to when I did my rap video where no one in the industry had ever seen anything like it. Also, it was actually good, not just like a shitty rap video, but it was catchy. It was an earworm. I kind of feel like if I design this right and I pull this off correctly, that it could instantly lead to an incredible amount of shareability within the community, within the pool industry. And that is worth, I mean, like, just the shareability of it alone probably helps grow our social media channels. It obviously hits the right people. It could get us backlinks where people who have pool websites will add it to their website, you know. Or I also think, now that I'm saying this out loud, we need a press release. So if you just heard that, that was my sink. I have a Drain-a-saur that pumps water every once in a while. Anyway, so the press release, that's the one area that I'm a little unsure about. I can write a press release. I could probably use a company, I don't know if it's still a thing, but like PR Wire, where they'll like mass send out this press release to everybody. There's probably something. And as long as I include the urine statistics and I design it to where it becomes newsworthy, then the only thing about the, I can definitely write the press release. I can definitely craft that or an email or whatever. What I can't really do or don't know how to do, and I'm sure there's a service that'll do it for me, is how to distribute that press release. And by the time, I'm not even going to ask for anybody's opinion because, again, by the time this comes out, I'll have already figured it out. But that's the part I'm a little bit unsure about. So we have a real product with a real landing page with that is both educational. We use the April Fool's Day marketing push to launch it. Yes, we're launching it in a sea of, like, it's going to be a crowded space that day. The difference will be that ours is actually real. Or it technically isn't real. It's just there's a real thing to buy, right? But that allows me to use the marketing to say, hey, it's not April Fool's. This is 100% real. You know, so I get to maybe, it's like, it feels like an April Fool's Day gag, but it's real. And I think that part of it could be what makes it newsworthy. And again, it's not just a one-day event. This becomes a thing. So the idea is we launch this on April Fool's Day, 2024, but it continues to exist. So, you know, we can continue to use this every year as the April Fool's campaign to get sales, right? And then we can continue to use it as, wow, that's our 404 page in the future. What a fucking, maybe, I don't know, I'm hoping that people think it's a very creative use of a 404 page, specifically for my industry. That's what I'm hoping, right? I also hope, I also think we should have behind the scenes, of labeling and packaging. I think that would be cool because it's like, no, we're really doing this. Like, and it's, we're doing it, like, I can show how I'm labeling the bottles. I can pack it in. I could do stories. I'm gonna write stories. Yeah, this could be, I mean, look, this is the kind of shit that I feel like most people won't go through this effort where it's like, and this is what gets me excited about stuff like this, where it's like, okay, yes, anyone could create this fake product, right? fake picture, use ChatGPT, DALL-E, whatever, generate the photo. There's going to be a ton of that shit on in the pool industry. Because everyone, no one's pre-thinking this, right? And perhaps someone has already done this before. I have never seen it. At least I've never seen a real product. Maybe somebody has done the pool urine bottle thing, right? I'm not going to put that. I'm like, maybe one of the big chemical companies in past April Fool's Day have said, we finally invented the product and just did a bunch of posts about it. Not going to go viral, right? Just kind of like, yeah, we heard it before. What makes it viral, or what makes it interesting, I think, is the fact that no, there is actually something you can buy, and it's actually kind of useful. Like, it's not a bit. It's like, well, as a parent, for $10, I kind of need this because my kids are always peeing in the pool, and I need something to, I mean, yes, I can tell them that, you know, this product exists, or that I added it to the pool, but what if you actually show them adding it to the pool? Then I think it changes the game. And perhaps somebody who's done this before, perhaps a parent has just, you know, kind of faked that. So this, I think, is like, it might be cheap enough to just be like, you know what? I want to just support some university. This is hilarious. I maybe could use it, whatever. It's just funny to have on my shelf in my, you know, to kind of show my friends, like when they come over to use the pool, like who knows why somebody will buy it, right? I also think adding the layer of like, wow, this person is actually doing this and it's real and I can buy it. Also adding, which is, I think no one really goes the extra mile, is, well, there's a reason that we're doing this. Is that for what we do as a company, we're not even selling chemicals. We do sell chemicals, but like, let's face it, like it's probably not going to be in the future for us much longer, but we educate people about water chemistry, and peeing in the pool hurts your water chemistry. So it's a legit problem in pool care. In fact, we've written about it before. And now, since we have that data, since we have that article, it's no longer on the site, but we've done this before, it now becomes press. It's newsworthy because there's an actual reason for us to do this. And we might be solving a public health issue. So kind of feel like, yes, any asshole can create the images for this. But going the full mile of, wow, you can actually buy this thing. It is a tool. It's insane, but it's a tool. And they're actually doing it themselves. Like they are packing it. They're making this product in their home. That's kind of, I mean, I kind of feel like the press release is kind of, it's so easy there. And is this something we're going to be able to do every year? Probably. Because why not? Every year we're like, hey, we stocked up. And, you know, we could send that press release out again. And we can do all the social media stuff. Like, it becomes something we can do every single year. And it's just our April Fool's joke. It doesn't have to be original every single time. Like in the way that Cards Against Humanity is. I don't know what else we could possibly do. So, all right, I've convinced myself that this is worth my time. And so the biggest hurdles are label printing, which I think I can get labels printed through Stomp Stickers, which is where I got the beer can labels. But the problem though is, they're going to be custom and it ain't going to be cheap. It's probably going to be like $1 to $2 a label. Like the label is literally the most expensive thing in this process, which is kind of nuts to me. But again, like if this works, you know, I can find ways to bring that down. Obviously, you can just buy more, right? I could buy 1,000 bottles, you know, again, the boxes are going to be super light because they're all empty bottles, you know, whatever. I kind of feel like, though, in the future, just thinking about this, if we continue to sell it as a product on our website, which I want to do, then we would just have a, like, we would only keep about 100 in stock at any given point, right? I can keep that on a shelf somewhere very easily, already packaged in the box, you know, with the card, etc. So I think the first thing, because it's the most time intensive, is I have to design the label first. So that's the first thing I can do. That will take me less than a day to create, along with the name. I'm probably just going to end up going with Pool Urine Detector, just because it doesn't need to be fancy. And it is the most specific. Or just call it Urine Detector. You know? So I'll probably just call it Urine. Or like... Urine Luck? Nope. Urine... Or I could call it like... Pee Patrol? Oh man, that's... Pee Patrol's... Is it Urine or is it Pee? Because that could be really funny. I wonder which one would make sense to kids. I mean, no matter what I come up with, I'm going to have to prototype it. Because I think the idea would be, let me design a label and get the color scheme right. Like, everything else can be fine. The name can change. It's fine. And then I have to print it on my printer in actual size, which, again, we'll print on a regular sheet of paper. And then cut it out, wrap it around a bottle, you know, make sure I get it right so that when I go to print it, I know it's good to go. It's been battle tested a bunch. So I'm going to basically create a bunch of prototype labels here. They won't be stickers, but, you know, they'll just be pieces of paper that I can just put on with tape. And then, yeah, I think the stickers are going to, for 100 stickers, it's probably going to end up costing me like $1 to $1.50 or $1 to $2 a label. Now, I've looked, I can get custom labels as, like, I can get custom stickers of that size, but the labels on the roll is going to be tough for me to source, especially at such a low quantity. So I'm going to look into a couple of different companies. Obviously, Stomp Stickers makes the most sense, but I think they might, if with a custom size, they might be like, look, we can't just do 100 if it's custom like that. So we'll see. We'll see, you know. Worst case scenario is if I can't get stickers done online, I could go to a local print shop and just get stickers and just apply them by hand. In fact, as I said that out loud, that's probably what I should do, is I should probably not get a roller, because, again, this could flop, and then I'm stuck with a roller, even though I would use it for beer. So it's not a complete waste, and I've thought about getting one already. But I could just apply, I could apply stickers by hand. I'm not that terrible at it. So it would just take longer, but we're only talking about 100, and who knows? Who knows? So, yeah, this is going to be quite a bit of work, mainly on the label will take a day. Hopefully I can get that nailed down. I'll have to take a couple passes with, just the design of it, you know, naming, making sure all the spelling's correct, all that kind of stuff, printing it. Getting the bottles and the boxes to ship it in, I can get that overnight. I could order the cards. I could design the cards and order that like first week of March. Easy. YouTube video I wouldn't be able to do until I had at least a bottle in my hand waterproofed. So the sales video is probably not going to be... I mean, the labels, when I bought them from this company, took about a week. So I kind of have to get that. That's kind of has to be the first thing. I need those labels in as early as possible. And then basically have all of the product ready to go. And then once the product is ready to go, developing all of the assets is pretty easy, right? The landing page design, the bottle mock-up, photos, statistics, highlights from the movies, behind the scenes footage and photos of us packing and shipping the bottles, you know, crafting the emails, creating the social media videos, press release, all of those things can be done once I have that bottle in hand, because that's going to inform a lot of the stuff where it's going to help us make, one, the social media video, because, or even the how-to video. Again, something that I think a lot of these chemical companies, let's say a chemical company figures out the same thing. I'm not saying that I am unique and had an original idea. This is probably going to be done. But will a chemical company actually make a physical bottle, even if it's just one bottle, and create a video around it? My guess is that they'll probably create a graphic, which again, I could do tomorrow. Like that could be done, right? It's literally the easiest thing. It requires zero money, and any agents in-house or out-house agency could develop that. Well, are they, actually going to make bottles and create a whole video and a whole no. And what's fucking great, now that I'm thinking, oh, I got to write this down. Hold on. Where's my pen? In my pocket? What did I do with it? Oh, right here. So I put it on a piece of black mat. All right. Send, actually, overnight, bottles to influencers. Ooh, this one's, ooh! All right. Hold up. I just landed on an idea. Okay. Let's say, wow, this, all right. Again, something I can do every year, but let's just talk about this out loud. My original thought was, all right, once I get a bottle in hand, which again, I could probably do by middle of March. So by St. Patrick's Day, I have a bottle in hand, okay? My original thought was I will overnight a bottle to my friend. My friend lives in Florida. He's got an indoor pool and he's got three kids, right? He does a lot of videos for me. Like he films a lot of videos of his pool that we use in our content. So the easiest thing I can do is actually have him put the bottle in action so that we have children in the shot. We have him actually adding the bottle to the pool. Like he's creative. He'll do all that stuff. That is sick. Then that means I have a ton of footage. And by the way, he's in Florida. His pool's open year round, right? So not an issue with getting him a bottle mid-March, right? Plus his kids are probably going to be on spring break. They'll be around. He can at least get me that footage, before the end of March, right? If I tell him like, look, this is my April Fool's thing. Can you just get it to me like tomorrow? Like whatever. So he does that, but then I thought, well, I have another guy. I don't know if he has kids or if he's going to want to put his kids on camera. I don't really need that. I know my friend will, because he likes that kind of stuff. It's fun. But then I thought, well, hold on. If I send it to my friend, I actually know two other influencers, quote unquote, who actually have, my friend doesn't really have like a following on Instagram. He's just a friend of mine. But I have two other people that I know with their address that actually do have a following online. And I wonder if I could send this to them and not say anything. I could basically email them like, hey, I'm doing an April Fool's bit. I'm going to send you something in the mail. If you want to create content on it, you know, it might make for an interesting video for April Fool's. If not, no worries. You know, just do what you want with the bottle, you know, because it's relatively inexpensive for me to ship that. And I could probably, you know, maybe get my hands between now and then on like a few other email addresses of people in the industry, or, you know, like I could get it, you know, one of the things I could probably do, and I wonder if I could get Leslie's and Swimply in on this, where they both have larger followings than me in the pool space, and I know them already, so I could basically like, hey, would you, look, I'm not saying you have to do this, obviously, like, don't, you know, but if you wanted to, you know, help me spread this word, whatever. So I don't know. The influencer thing doesn't feel as exciting now that I say it out loud, but getting that footage is 100%. I absolutely have to do that. So that's great. And I even wonder if my friend actually has this problem and he doesn't, and it actually might be useful to him. He might be like, oh, this is brilliant. Like, oh, I use this all the time. And then it becomes like a real, you know, I'm like, oh, well, then I just proved that this would be useful. And again, I already know that it would be, but I could overnight bottles to influencers. And I mean influencers in the, like, people who actually do have a huge following, just not in pools, right? So they might have pool content, or like where, like, you know, they, I know a lot of people that have specifically women influencers who do like house renovation stuff or home design things, like, or gardening even, and have a pool also. And so we'll sometimes do pool content, but like much more rarely. And I could just be like, hey, here's a content idea. I'm not saying that you should do it or you have to do it or whatever. It's like, if you wanted to do something for April Fool's, you could throw this together. Again, I wish I wasn't starting that in March. I wish I would have started in the beginning of February, so that way I had way more time to sort of like gather a list of influencers and get their address and mail them the thing and coordinate this effort of like, wow, everyone's talking about this all over, you know, TikTok or Insta, you know, and try to create some sort of, you know, larger than life campaign. Again, not something I have to do this year. I think it's one of those campaigns that can be repeated every April Fool's, because again, it's not technically an April Fool's joke. It's real. So yeah, I could just keep reusing the same bit. Anyway, that's my list of things I have to do. By the time you hear this, the campaign will be over, or it will be at least launched. And I will definitely record an episode going over how well it did in what metrics. The metrics, actually, one of the things I want to write down are KPIs for this campaign. So there's a few. I think KPIs. Sales. Links. Mentions. Shares. It's kind of the same thing. Yeah. I think it's so funny, just kind of having a rant here. It's so funny to think about backlinks now and how I go back and forth on them, because for so long, for so long, I was like anti-backlink because I'm like, well, every time I create content, I rank. It's not an issue of backlinks. I have topical authority. I do literally everything else correct. So backlinks is something I kind of never felt the need to do. And the reason, again, is because like when somebody is doing an article or researching something, I'm always the one that come up because I always ranked. So it was sort of this vicious cycle. Obviously, since the Helpful Content Update came out, all of the things that I've ever done right seem to be pointless for no reason now. Like it, yeah, you can have the best content. Yeah, you can have topical authority, but we're still going to rank Reddit over you, or we're still gonna, you know, whatever. And so I thought, okay, maybe I need more links. I need a better profile. But when I look at my DR, my domain authority essentially, or my DADR, whatever, compared to the biggest players in my space, I am bigger. So anyone who would outrank me doesn't even have as much authority as I do. So, it's sort of like, what is this all for? I think in this particular case, now I'm coming up with ways to build backlinks sort of the old-fashioned way, where I've done guest posts on relevant blogs, and I am literally getting backlinks fixed that were broken, or yeah, I'm doing digital PR, right? Digital press releases. And this is the kind of stuff that I used to do, but have stopped doing because, again, not something I was super focused on. But this is the shit that's kind of easy, like, and way more fun than just going out and building backlinks. And I encourage anyone listening to, and now look, you're not talking to me. I'm talking to you. I'm telling you that I am somebody who doesn't, like, I'm not excited about the pool space. It's not like my passion. I'm not super interested in it. But what I am interested in is like, it's just business building. And so rallying behind that. And I also love being creative and I love thinking semi-big, outside of the box, doing shit that no one's willing to do. And that mindset, I think, is what separates the A players from the C players. You know, like, yes, in this particular case, like, it's not that big of a deal. It's one campaign. But the extra mileness of it, which is not even that fucking hard to do. Like, it's not. But no one's gonna do it. So, okay, do it. Another case in point, and again, I want to spend the back half of this talking about this because I'm very passionate about this. I think a lot about, like, I spent a lot of time thinking about this in the world of homebrewing. And homebrewing, there is a concept in the content world called grain to glass, which is essentially when YouTubers or people that make videos will show the entire brewing process from the day that they actually brew the beer to the time that they're drinking it. Okay? For most beers, that's roughly about 1 month of time. So when you create a beer, right, you create the wort and then you let it ferment and then you let it condition and then you carbonate it and then you drink it. That takes about 30 days, okay, give or take the style. But those are really hard to make. Like, that content is really difficult to make because you have to plan. It's a month long of filming content because you can't rush it and no one fakes it. And so those videos, which are the best videos, people love them because you can immediately tell that somebody put a lot of effort into it because they literally had to make a beer from start to finish, and it has the payoff. It starts with, here's my idea, and then at the end of the video, here's the actual idea come to life, right? Okay. I was like, when I was doing like brainstorming Brew Cabin videos, which is my home brewing channel, I was like, you know, the concept of grain to glass is great. And I've done that before. In fact, my third video was a grain to glass video. Now, I went the extra mile and turned it into a short film, but it also had the grain to glass element to it. For my fifth video and the last video that I made as a recording this, I was like, how do I take the concept of grain to glass, which everyone already thinks is like already pretty epic, you know, or we all recognize that like that's what we want to see because it requires the most effort. And I thought, what could I do that's bigger than that? And I came up with the concept of ground to glass, which is, and I haven't even done this fully yet. I did one version of it, which was I'm going to take a stick, essentially a rhizome. I'm going to plant it in the ground and I'm going to grow my own hops. I'm going to show that process, which is 4 to 5 months, right? I'm going to show that process of the crop actually growing, me picking the hops, literally putting them into a beer, like making the beer, doing the grain to glass part. So basically going, you know, growing the actual ingredients, right? Which to me is like, that's the step further. Now, every single, I've never seen anyone do it. It was the first time I've never seen it. Had I seen it, I would have been like, this is absolutely fantastic. Now, it's not my most popular video, but the idea that I went the extra mile, which is a huge payoff. It requires basically half a year to make. And you have to be disciplined to go out there and film every single step of the way, knowing what your end result's going to be. Which, you know, it turns out for that first video, I only got like an ounce of hops. So I didn't really have this, like, it would have been way more epic had I gotten this huge bushel. Which is why I thought even more ahead. And I thought, this is volume one, right? And I was, and the idea was, I was going to start, this is so nuts. I was going to start the first volume that I did, which was like, you know, it's Ground to Glass Volume 1, which was my first year growing the hops. The theme song, or this, I also write and record a song for every single video, which is, again, going that extra mile. I was going to do hip hop for obvious reasons, right? So, but I was going to do it in the style of the history of hip hop. So I started with the easiest hip hop that I could personally do, which was like Beastie Boys style, which to me is 80s hip hop, right? Sort of like kind of the birth of hip hop. And yes, the white version of that, but that's who I am, so whatever. So, and I thought maybe I'll just stick to that as like a kind of a niche within a niche, right? So, you know, then the next year would be like 90s Vanilla Ice style rap will be volume 2. And then maybe Eminem style rap for volume 3. And then I guess maybe, I don't know who the famous one is now. Is it like, who's that? Harlow? Jack Harlow? Is it that? I don't know. So it's like, that was even the forward thinking there. But then I'm like, okay, well, what's another step further? Another step further is ground to glass, but you grow every ingredient. So you source the water, you grow the hops, you grow the grain, right? Or at least show the growth of it. I mean, maybe I don't grow it myself, but I there's a lot of farms that grow this stuff around me, and I could work with one of them and go and film that process. And harvest my own yeast from my own backyard. That would take more than 6 months and would be insane. But again, it's just time. It's just effort. But that's the kind of shit I think people would really enjoy seeing. And so I kind of feel like this can be done in any industry. It's just how far are you willing to like how far are you willing to take it? And again, I think if you get creative about it, it's actually not like what I'm doing is not that nuts. Like the investment, honestly, it's probably gonna be like $500. That's it, really. Because like, I mean, yes, I can do a lot of the work, like design the label, and I can design the landing page and film the videos and edit them. I could do all that work myself. But like, I still have to buy the product and whatever, whatever. So, but again, maybe there's something in your industry that you can do that's sort of outside the box that will get you talked about, whether it's through social media channels or press releases or you know, just press in general. And then you never have to fucking build a backlink. Like, you don't have to reach out about dumb shit. It's like you get to reach out about and like, here's the other positive of that. And the same with my video, which is, dude, this is not me begging for a backlink. I don't feel that way at all. I think I did something really cool and I kind of want you to know about it. And I don't mind emailing you and telling you because I don't really care what you do with it, but it's not a pitch. So in the case of like the Ground the Glass video, I didn't email anybody about that, but I certainly could have. I certainly could have been like, hey, friends of the industry, I made this and I'm super proud of it. And I just wanted you to be the first to know about it. Thank you. And then they would have been like, wow, this is great, and decide whether they want to share it or not. Versus like with this idea, instead of like, you know, the difference between this idea and like, let's just say I did, I don't know, maybe I just did a piece of this where I was like, oh, I'm going to build a landing page with urine statistics, pool urine statistics and, you know, whatever. And clearly I am out for a link, right? Like I email people like, hey, I put this page together of urine statistics in your pool. Isn't that cool? It's like, are you proud of that? Is that what you were trying to do? Like, what's the more creative next step? Like, go do something stupid or funny or insane, because then the email is much easier. It's like, ha, look what I did, ha ha. And then it's kind of cool. And you're like, oh shit, that was a kind of a cool thing you did. Like, I'm not going to share it, but hey, thanks for emailing me that. And then someone would be like, dude, thanks for emailing me that. I'm fucking, my audience would love this. And I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to email them and tell them about it. Because like, hell yeah, this is great. So that's my little rant on that. Anyway, I think this is going to become a little mini series. All kind of around this idea of super pixels and super content or whatever. I don't know. Like just thinking beyond SEO a little bit, like beyond the real technical shit. And I got to thank Glenn Alsop of Viper Chill and his SEO blueprint, which again, I have not taken because I can't get in. But my friend just told me about, my friend Sean Ogle told me about the idea of super pixels. And I immediately went, I understand. And it just ignited this thing inside of me that I felt when I built Money Lab. And I feel when I make Brew Cabin videos. And I've only done it once for Swim University, which was my rap video a long time ago, back in like 2012. And I've never pulled that creative trigger again. But now that my audience is way bigger, it's going to have a much greater impact because now I have a lot of people on my side to help me spread the word about it. Whereas before, I used it to build an audience. In this case, I'm using it more, at least the way that I view it, I'm using it more to solidify myself in this space as that influence. You know, I am the pool homeowner educator. That's me. And I'm willing to do things that are very unscalable and just highly effective because
I can. And I find it more fun than emailing a bunch of people begging for a backlink. That's it. Talk to you soon.